band name or something.
Tritone substitution?
Right, or it sounds like a Big Bang Theory title.
The tritone substitution is as simply as possible. It's when on a 251. First of all, I'll show you where it is in here. It's on the third line. It goes G minor 7, G flat 7, F major 7. So bars bars 7 and 8 of In a Sentimental Mood, not including the pickup. All right, G minor 7 to G flat 7 to F major 7. All right, the simplest way I can explain it is that's a 251 in disguise. All right, it's really G minor 7, C 7, F major 7.
Okay. So
you're
saying G flat 7,
G,
C major
7. No, C7. G flat 7 and C7 are tritone apart. Namely, they're three whole steps apart. That's
three
literally.
Three whole steps apart.
Three whole steps apart. If you go to you're on the piano and you're at C, you go up a whole step, you get to D, you go up another, you get to E, you go up another, you get to G flat or F sharp. Right? So when a dominant chord three whole steps away substitutes for another dominant chord, that's called a tritone substitution. Right?
Three whole steps.
Why is this significant? Because, well, first of all, it'll help you recognize that is a 251. G minor to G flat 7 to F major 7. So there's nothing fancy you have to do in terms of soloing. You can just stay in F there and have there be a little tension over the G flat 7 chord if you don't want to address it vertically, right? And you can feel confident that it's not as outside the key as you would think if it's substituting for C7. What was your question? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to ask Mitch if he understood this enough to help me understand.
I'm not quite finished yet. I'm just getting. Well, that was the summary. I'm trying to give you the short version. Okay. Now, here's the slightly longer version. If you look at the C, at the nucleus of the chord is the third and the seventh. This is something else you guys haven't heard before, but actually you did kind of hear about it. When we talked about the 251, the nucleus of the motion was like 1 to 7, back to 1 again in the 2-5. Let me go to the key of C. The key of C you're in, D minor 7, G 7, C major 7, right? Everybody knows that. And the 7 of the 2 chord is a what? A D minor 7. What's the 7th note of D minor 7?
C.
C. So there's our tonic. What's the 3rd of the 5 chord? The 3rd of a G7 chord.
C.
Do it on your bass. Like do G and then go up a 3rd.
So B.
E.
So there you go. So far, we got tonic, leading tone, and then guess what? Back to tonic. What does it all have to do with the 3rd and 7th? Because it's the 7th of the 2 chord to the 3 of the 5 chord to the 1 of the, right? So we have been talking about 3rds and 7ths a little bit. Short story is, the reason why C7 and G flat 7 can substitute for each other is because they share the same 3rd and 7th. It just gets inverted. Alright, I'll explain that again. The 3rd of a C7 chord is E, right? And the 7th of a C7 chord is a what? What? No, but I'm still on C. The 3rd is a E and the 7th is a what? What kind of B? Because it's not C major 7, it's C7.
C7, so that's a B flat.
There you go, B flat. So E and B flat is our answer, right? Alright, now do G flat. What's the 3rd of that, Melanie?
B flat.
There you go. And what's the 7th, the flattened 7th?
The flat 7th is F. Or no, you said G flat. E.
G flat.
E. So guess what? E and B flat, the same two we had in the other. On the C7, except they're in the reverse order.
Oh, I see.
All right, in order to really see this, on the bass, I'll give you a second to write, let me know when you're ready. But on the bass or guitar, if you play only C on 3rd fret, fifth string on guitar. What is that called on bass? Third string?
It's the third.
I'm not going to say anything about bass. And then let's put the third and the seventh directly under that root. So it's going to go frets 3, 2, 3. Help her out over there. She's almost there. Guys, there. Do it with me. So do a C. You got it. And then leaving one and two where they are. I'm sorry. Leaving fingers one and three where they are. Actually, pick up finger two, but leave the other two where they are. Now you got just the third and seventh, and now you're gonna put G flat under those two while rearranging the fingers to play the rest. There you go. Yeah, perfect, Melanie. You got it. All right. So if you go G minor to C seven to F major seven, or if I do G minor to G flat 7, the overall effect doesn't really change. It works harmonically the same way. So there's a special relationship there.
It does that because they're inversions.
They're the same third and seven.
Same third and seven.
And why do composers why would they choose to put a G flat instead of a C there? Because of voice leading, like the voice, you know this from singing in a choir, you don't want to get any one person jumping around a lot. Mm. Especially in the bass, like the guys or gal. I'm just assuming the lowest voice is going to be a man, but that's not necessarily the case.
In Motown, yes, they all are, and all the tenors are women, because we don't have that many guys.
My sister is a female bass.
Yeah.
She can only, because she can hit all the ranges, and they don't have, they obviously have a shortage of bass, so they make her do the bass. But you'd have to go, boom, 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 boom. It's not my key, but instead I'm just gonna go dum ba dum ba dum, right? And I only gotta move in half steps. It's a lot easier. It's just smooth. It's smoother. There's a much bigger implication, which is about the way to use melodic minor over it, which we won't get into. But that's why you hear about the tritone a lot. I just want you to be able to recognize things like that as a 2-5-1 for now. All right. Let's see if there are any other 2-5-1s in the tune at all. I was playing this yesterday and I happened to think of it. It might be the only one here. I used to dream about jazz at night. It's a cool thing, actually. Your subconscious goes to work for you.
I find I wake up knowing melodies that I didn't know the night before.
That's pretty cool.
Your husband's singing them in your ear while you're asleep. He's singing you beautiful love songs, wishing he could fall asleep, but contented to look in his beloved's eyes. Well, I guess not while you're sleeping. But anyway, and then there's a couple other reasons why I wanted to give you this song ahead of time, because it's a ballad, and we haven't done any ballads, and I'm not going to do it the whole time in the last session. I want you to go away happy, not sleepy. Next time.
I look at the words for this and I have never heard any of them.
And it also has minor major sevens in it, which we haven't seen. You know, so when you do D minor and then D minor major seven, it's a minor chord. It's like a minor seven chord, but the seventh ain't flat anymore. It's natural. Right. So on guitar, like a useful voicing would be actually very common would be like time in a bottle. It would be like the E shape, the upper four strings of an E shape. So